Thank you, Damien, and good evening, everyone. The Crescent City Office of the California Highway Patrol responded to a vehicle collision on Highway 199 yesterday morning and found the driver and lone occupant of the car trapped inside. The CHP reports that 18-year-old Caitlin Swihart of Fortuna had just entered the expanded four-lane stretch of 199 when she moved over to the fast lane to pass a slower car. As Swihart moved back into the slow lane, her vehicle lost traction, and her Subaru Outback went off the roadway and collided with an embankment, causing the vehicle to overturn and end up back on all four wheels. Swihart was trapped in the vehicle for an hour before firefighters were able to cut her from the wreck, and she was transported to the hospital with major injuries. Officers from the Eureka Police Department's POP team, along with members of the County Drug Task Force, arrested two people and confiscated more than a pound of heroin, 5 pounds of marijuana, and more than $20,000 in cash while serving three search warrants. Officers arrested 30-year-old Luis Esparza Zermeno outside of an apartment building on Cedar Street, and a search of the unit turned up more than a pound of black tar heroin, drug packaging, and sales paraphernalia. A search of two other properties associated with Esparza Zermeno, one on Walnut Street and one on Delnort Street in Eureka, turned up more heroin, drug sales records, the marijuana, a loaded handgun, and more drug use and sales paraphernalia. Officers arrested 19-year-old Yesele Bautista, Esparza Zermeno's daughter, at the scene, and both he and his daughter were booked on numerous drug-related charges. The investigation that led to the search warrants and subsequent seizures is ongoing. The sheriff's office is investigating a suspected armed robbery that took place on Friday night at the Patriot gas station on Myrtle Avenue in Eureka. The clerk told deputies that a lone female walked into the store at around 8 o'clock, pulled out a handwritten sign that read, "Put the money in the bag," and then placed a green bag on the counter. Before the clerk responded to the demand, however, the woman then abruptly turned and fled the store on foot. As she was leaving, the clerk told deputies that he saw her carrying a black handgun with a brown handle. The suspect is described only as an adult female, 5'5", approximately 160 pounds, with dark hair, blue eyes, and who was wearing a black hoodie, black scarf, and gray sweatpants. Anyone with information about the incident is asked to contact the sheriff's office. And a sheriff's deputy on patrol in McKinleyville saw a Jeep Wrangler that matched the description of a vehicle that had been stolen in Crescent City. And when the deputy stopped his car and got out to investigate, the driver of the Jeep sped off at a high rate of speed. The deputy gave chase, and it ended on Bird Drive when the suspect, later identified as 34-year-old Jeremiah James, turned off School Road onto Bird, which is a dead-end street. James then fled on foot, leading the deputy on a chase through heavy brush, over fences, and through brambles until he was found hiding under a pickup truck. James was arrested and booked on several charges, including felony evasion, possession of stolen property, as well as a felony warrant. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
Remember your first job? Chances are it was with a store right in your own neighborhood. Now it's your kids hunting for their first job, and no doubt they too will apply for a job close to home. It's great to have local businesses who are willing and able to hire our kids. So next time you go shopping, please invest in your own future and put your dollars to work here at home.
Hi, I'm Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai, your hometown Hyundai dealer offering Hyundai cars. Hyundai Car of the Year for two of the last 3 years. I stand behind Hyundai, and we buy local.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Mendocino County Sheriff's detectives are investigating a shooting incident and are asking for the public's help in locating a suspect, 26-year-old transient Barakel Ruiz. When deputies reached the scene at the Discovery Inn in Ukiah, they contacted a woman who was staying there, and she reported that she had exited her room and saw a man rummaging through her car. The woman then said she confronted the man, later identified as Ruiz, and that a brief physical altercation ensued. The woman then reported that as Ruiz was walking away from the scene, he pulled out a small handgun and fired two or three rounds, which struck the victim's vehicle. Ruiz then fled the scene on foot. Ruiz has been added to Mendocino County's most wanted list and is considered armed and dangerous. Anyone with information about the incident or Ruiz's whereabouts is asked to contact the Mendocino County Sheriff's Office. The coroner's office has identified the body that was found floating in Humboldt Bay on Friday morning. The remains are those of 63-year-old Eureka resident Gregory Allen Boggs, whose body was spotted by a fishing boat while it was floating in the bay and drifting towards the bar. The Coast Guard assisted the sheriff's office in recovering the body, and at this time there are no signs of foul play. The investigation into how Boggs ended up in the water has begun, and an autopsy has been scheduled to determine the manner of death. Anyone with information about the incident or Boggs is asked to contact authorities. And that's the news on this Tuesday evening. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.